Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I am the Sugar, known as Merlin Sensei. Of course, with us is the Water, known as the 12-sided guy, and a nice, I'd say, cup worth of lemon juice, known as the Mupacabra, which makes us a tasty, delicious cup of lemonade on a hot summer day, known as Nerdgasm Inc.
Except for it's November, but hooray, whatever. It's all whatever. Good.
I don't know, man.
So
I pull these out of my ass every single time.
It works. I thought you were going to go, like, sugar, spice, and everything nice, and then, like, I really...
You know us better than that.
It all threw me for a
loop. At best, so. We're snips and snails and puppy dog tails.
It all works. So. Wibbly wobbly Tommy Wimey, friends. We'll just knock this out of the way. Normally we record, or lately I guess we've been recording Thursday nights. It's not a Thursday night. It's like a Friday early evening. And I have my little demons downstairs. And normally I do not record with my little demons here. So if you're here looking for the naughty, come back next week. It's going to be decidedly less naughty this week. So you've been warned.
It's going to be a bit of a short stream, but that's okay. We still got stuff to talk about.
I do have one slightly naughty thing to talk about, oddly enough. That's going to be, it's still savory enough that I can talk about this because they heard me tell this story once already. And so did their dad. And so, I recently got put in charge of budgeting. Or not necessarily budgeting, but rather kind of pulling the bits out of the budget. I work for a university, right? So there's a lot of different departments that we're kind of pulling things together from. And so my boss had tasked me with the job of pulling out specifically our bits and then going ahead and putting those into a separate tracker so that we can know how much we're spending as a department so that we can better budget for next year. So fiscal year starts in July. I got handed this, 2 days ago. So I had a couple of months to catch up on. So I'm going through like pages and pages of numbers. And so everything's kind of starting to run together and everything is, segregated very specifically, right? So, if you buy uniforms, there's a specific code for that. If you buy, a printer, there's a specific code for that. There's furniture that's less than $5,000. There's custodial supplies. There's locksmithing supplies. There's, it's very specific. And so there's this category that I run across and it's computer hardware under $5,000. Not completely unreasonable. Like there's a specific category specifically for like renewing the licenses on software. So it's not altogether odd, but I come across this charge for $192.14. And most of the descriptions, it's like the name of a building or like Lowe's, Home Depot, Amazon, eBay, and then like the last name of the person that purchased it. So, again, another one of those things, the numbers run together, the descriptions run together. Not this one. This one stood out because the description.
Is it Pornhub?
It just said Jenna Jameson. So like, I called DressBlex because I was like, I have a question that I don't want to Google on my work computer.
And yes, it is a porn actress.
Right? And so I was like, I was 99% sure that it was, but I really just needed like that last confirmation before I clearly like sent an official email to my boss. So I was like, Jenna Jameson. And DressBlex just pauses. I'm like, that's a porn star, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, great. Thanks. And like, I'm sure he was very confused, but like, so I call my boss and I'm like, this is what I found. I'm like, that's an adult film star. And my boss just goes, well, I guess if you want the big names, you got to pay whatever they're charging, right? And I'm like, this is the same boss that I had to explain what BDSM meant to. So like, I was kind of surprised that he immediately knew who Jenna Jameson was.
Oh,
but
Jenna Jameson is one of the most well-known.
That's even Titmouse was like, I don't know porn stars and I knew who Jenna Jameson was. So, but it just, that was, it made for an interesting like discovery, like right there in the middle of September. So I was just like, all right, well. And so, like, I had to report it, so I had to send, like, an official email being like, this is what I found, we may want to look into this, like, this is probably the strangest email I've sent all year, which is really saying something. So, it was, It was an interesting week.
You know, I wonder if that was an expense put on there by the last person that was in charge of the bits and bobs, because it's so easy to embezzle when you have control of all the funds.
Right. I mean, that's the thing, is nobody has, like, departed recently that would have had access to that. Like, it's very specific who can and can't make purchases. And so it would be really hard to slip that in there, because most people, like I said, when you charge something, the description is like Home Depot, ta-da-da-da-da-da, and then Mupacabra. You know what I mean? Like, the last name is there. So, and it's almost always the same last name, because only one person has access to the P. Well, there's like three or four people that have access to the P card, but mostly one person makes the purchase. So it just was one of those things. And, like, call me crazy, but she does not strike me as a kind of person that was ordering Jenna Jameson. And then, of course, Dress Blacks, because he's a smart aleck, is, like, Googling to try to see what she sells that, like, could possibly... Because that's the thing, right? She doesn't sell her own merchandise. It would come from, like, a third party. Like, or it would be, like, suchandsuch.com. It wouldn't just be Jenna Jameson. So it was, like... You know, so Dressplex is looking it up, and he sees, like, this big silicone butt, and Titmouse is like, maybe, like, they got it for, like, an ergonomic wrist rest for, like, a mouse pad or something. I was like, I don't think we can explain this one. I don't think there's a way to, like, actually justify, like, having purchased this for a department. Just saying.
Well, that being said, though, there is the very small chance that... by accident, so to speak, a blow-up doll version of Jenna Jameson. I know, right? Jenna Jameson was purchased and ordered to help teach CPR?
Well, and here's the thing. Like, we're a very sex-positive university, so, like, we do a lot of programming around safe sex, and, like, that has been going on recently, but again... That shouldn't, like, I work in facilities. So, like, that shouldn't have shown up, like, had that shown up in, like, residence life, that makes sense. This is the time of year for that kind of stuff to show up. So, like, it's not uncommon to find sex toys. It's not uncommon to see that kind of thing. It is uncommon for it to show up in facilities. And that's the point where it's kind of like, something doesn't add up.
Now I'm starting to wonder, though, because it's good that the campus is sex positive and is, you know, willing to teach, you know, what others are not, to be perfectly blunt. But I just wonder, like, since they're used for demonstration purposes and it's like, oh, yes, here is the condom. It goes on like this. You know, you can't do it this way. Oh, you know, da 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 da. Here's this. Apply lubrication and stuff like that. Like, I wonder if at the end of the year there's, like, some sort of sex toy bonanza where they sell the previous models in order to make room for the new models coming out next year. It's like 50% off.
Still, again, anywhere but facilities it makes sense, but it's hard to justify that from, like, the lock shop. Like, why do the boys fixing doors need Jenna Jameson? Just saying.
I think we all know.
Right, yeah, there we go. So that was
You answered it when you said the boys fixing doors.
So that was my unexpected naughty bit of the week.
Interesting. Well, another elephant in the room, so to speak, that we need to go ahead and talk about is the unfortunate passing of a legend. I mean, that's the best way to describe him. Voice actor Kevin Conroy, who I'm sure all of us know as the
voice
Batman.
Of Batman.
Like, he... Exactly. He is the voice of Batman.
Has he been pure the voice of Batman, like, for everything? Dress Blacks posted something about it on
Almost
everything.
Facebook. He has been the voice for Batman when it comes to Batman the Animated Series, Batman, or rather Bruce Wayne in Batman Beyond, in all the Arkham games, except for, like, one, I think, he's the voice of Batman. He reprised his role as Batman for The Laughing Joke, because Mark Hamill also came back to reprise his role as the Joker, because those two are just, like, those are the voices of Batman and the Joker, as far as many, many, many people are concerned.
Because I have to be honest, I have not watched a ton of animated Batman. The last time I heard it was in the Harley Quinn series. We've been watching that.
Probably isn't Kevin Conroy, but I don't know. Kevin Conroy also did the voice of Batman whenever he showed up on the Superman animated series. He was Batman for Justice League, the animated series, Justice League Unlimited, the animated series. Like, he's just, and he's an altogether, like, really good dude. Like, I will never forget the story I read where, I believe it was after Hurricane Katrina, like, Kevin Conroy either lived in the area or something like that, but he signed up to help at soup kitchens and stuff like that for everybody that was having issues and stuff like that. And while he was doling out soup and stuff like that, like, somebody recognized his voice. It's like, well, wait a minute, are you the guy that voices Batman? He's like, yeah, you know, da, 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 da. And they're like, can you do the line or whatever? And so in front of all these people that, you know, have gone through Hurricane Katrina and stuff, he does the, I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman. And everybody's just like, you know, just so pumped and excited for it. It's just, and it's, that's just a great story. You know what I mean? Kevin Conroy, even during the Arrowverse, when they did Crisis on Infinite Earths, he was a version of Bruce Wayne. Like, he appeared in person as a version of Bruce Wayne, which was kind of cool to see him in the flesh.
He was only 66.
Yeah. So
he is not the voice of Batman for Harley Quinn, by the way. It's Diedrich Bader that does it, which is weird. Like Oswald from Drew Carey, which threw me off. I forget that he can do serious things. Like, I guess it's just everything he's done has always been comedic, so.
Yeah. So, that's that. 12. How goes Last Canadian Action Hero?
He already said last week he's not doing it yet.
Yeah,
he says he's prepping for it.
Well,
he's prepping for it. He's doing, you know, 10 sit-ups a day, then 11.
Well, so right now the majority of my prep for that is in metacognitive skills, learning how to learn, studying, all that jazz. The Feynman technique, there'll be a lot of videos coming out. Basically, it's, you learn in such a manner as you go in knowing that you're going to have to teach, and then you teach, right? Okay. And that helps solidifies the knowledge faster, really.
I kind of get what you're saying. Are you going to be doing any deep sleep audio learning at night?
Yes, actually.
Speaking French, omelette du fromage.
Well, because the research has shown that locking in while learning while you sleep seems to be the way to go. So, heck yes, plus YouTube channel, where I can just throw those up and monetize, baby.
There you go.
Except I can't, because I'm Canadian, but...
Can you not do that in Canada?
I don't know. I've never actually looked at... I know for places like TikTok, and a lot of them you can't.
I guess I never thought of that.
I'm so tired of this going off. Sorry. My phone is going off nonstop right now, and I've had about enough of it. Do you guys have you heard of GroupMe?
Yes.
Nope.
So, we use GroupMe at the university for a handful of things, and there's a big event going on tomorrow. It's going on all weekend. I'm volunteering tomorrow. But, like, it's like the worst case of, like, you know, the people that hit reply all to an email. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like that fucking constantly. Like, my phone has been going off for the last 3 hours almost nonstop, and I'm,
wow.
Is there a baby?
You see,
oh, you might have to fix that. Bro, swear jar.
Is it a ghost? Do you need
around,
over there?
Right
I get
around
the car?
14 minutes, 50 seconds. We may have to edit that out, friends. I'm going to have to. Oh, kids bought wall decor. That'll do it.
Listen, Merlin, you want to do spooky content, paranormal content, you let me know, my friend.
Hey, I am always ready to do spooky content. It's just that, A, I can't travel to Canada right now.
And... Well, but there's stuff you can do from a distance, trust me.
So, I
still
working...
Not like that, you perverts.
I'm still working on getting everything set up around here. As you can see, I'll twist my camera real quick. There's a lot of boxes happening behind me, right? Like, this is like the semi-fixed corner that looks nice. I have to buy shelves. I was actually looking at shelves just a little bit ago. So working super hard on getting stuff like undone. But it's been like one thing after another. That's what Dressbox was saying. Like, we've had to fix the same toilet like four times now. And it's really kind of turned into this giant time suck where we can't do anything else because all we can do is fix the toilet. Like, that's the only thing we do constantly. But it literally, like, you know, it's poured all day today and, like, it's raining, like, in my garage and in the covered porch and in the closet in the billiard room and in the, like, there's a lot of and right now. And so we're trying to figure out how do we fix everything while we still go on with, like, our daily lives. And it's a little exhausting, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
I came home today and, like, I can't fix the toilet by myself. So, like, I sort of rage cleaned some stuff up. And so that's part of why, like, even there's stuffed animals behind me. Like, I unpacked blankets. I got, like, there's just been so much stuff that, like, we've been working on getting unpacked. But there's just, like, kind of this overwhelming sense of, like, where do you even start? I move Penny on the tracks that the point I was going to make is my hope is that sometime in the near future, we will get the dining room cleared out, right? We will get all of the extra furniture taken to the basement. We will get all of the stuff cleaned off of the dining room table. And then we can do some of the spooky stuff here and maybe try to contact something in this house. Nobody else believes in this house, and I respect their right to not believe it.
I was actually going to ask you, aside from here on the podcast, obviously, but if you could send me the address real quick, and I'll go ahead and deep dive and see if there is something, because you said
there's a ton of stuff about this house. It used to be a nursing home. There's a lot of stuff about this house, right? It's just one of those things of like, hey, like, and this becomes really kind of an interesting conversation too, because we share a lot of our lives on the internet, right? We're very open about things, but like, I don't like people knowing where I live.
Right.
And so how do we release content about, you know, us as people in a home that we live in without inviting creepy people to, like, you know.
Right. I mean, everything, like, I don't think we would necessarily use particular names of potential spirits, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We would go very vague, like, oh, spirits, can you contact us or something like that, you know what I mean?
But I'm excited. You know, a while back we went through, like, this, you boys got super into, and I was trying to explain this to everybody here, like, you guys I know are super into, like, the techie aspect of it. Like, you like the gadgets and the those sorts of bits and boops when it comes to, you know, the supernatural. And my response was, well, fuck, if they're going to do this, I'll level with you. Have you either of you seen Blair Witch 2?
No. Yes.
Okay. The cute redheaded Wiccan girl.
Oh,
I love where this is going.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. That's honestly should have been like one of the first clues that I was not straight. She's gorgeous. And I was like, I'll go that route. Like, I will maybe learn some spells or whatever and figure out what color candles supposedly do what. And if it's all fake, it's all fake. But at least I can have fun with the process of it. And if it's silly, it's silly. But I'm excited to maybe do some I will say though, the one thing I can't get behind, and no disrespect to anybody that does it, I can't get behind the crystals thing. I'm not into the crystals thing. I don't understand.
Oh, come on, bro.
I don't
gotta get together with your best bro and have a sesh with your JO crystals. Gotta charge them crystals with that sexual energy from the J.O., bro.
Is that really a thing that people believe?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, you've never heard apparently, of J.O. Titmouse, crystals? I've been informed that there's such a thing as a jerk-off crystal. So, and we charge it with sexual energy. So, while it's probably bullshit, I feel like for science, we might have to try this one.
It's a phallic object that you insert. If you like inserting phallic objects...
Is that a thing?
Off. Yes.
Well, some women do shove it up there. I mean, some women...
I want a jerk.
Shove them up there.
And
yes.
It's dishwasher safe.
When well, it's yeah, dishwasher I mean, it's safe. How considerate. Okay, so this is a whole different level of like...
They're heavy as fuck.
I mean, I bet that it would be really heavy. It's a freaking rock. What are you talking about?
I mean, would your candy cane almost count as a J.O. crystal?
I don't think my candy cane counts as that. That's made of glass. It's not...
What is glass but a crystal?
But it's I think they mean like... Jade like and quartz and or something. Stuff. Yeah. Like it's got to be something. I don't know.
Typically quartz. Because
I'm sure that there are different. Yeah.
I mean, I just I don't. Maybe that's what it is. I just don't understand crystals. Like I've gone into enough student rooms at this point to do one thing or another, and I keep seeing crystals by the window. And like, I respect the mindset of like. Whatever works, but like I just don't. It's not my thing. Like I guess my thing is, as with any placebo, if it works for you, great. Like if even if it just makes you feel better mentally and you're not hurting anybody else, fine. You go spend all your money on rocks. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but this the kiddos have been listening to the Beetlejuice soundtrack. And there's this point where she says, "Crystal, speak to me." And Lydia goes, "What are they saying?" And the stepmom goes, "Buy more crystals." And that's all I can think of. It's just a huge racket of people spending all of this money on rocks. Like, I just...
I mean, everything's a huge racket if you really think
true.
About it.
But if you want some help with that research, you let me know.
On sex magic or just in general?
Well, in general, but yeah.
Oh, I put... There's a spell book back here somewhere of, like, weird little chants and stuff I found and ways to set up... That sounded fun to me, because if nothing else, pretend is fun. I hear a tiny demon. Hang on just one moment. Yes, tiny demon, stay over there. You can come in here, but stand over there. What's up?
Salt and sage. You don't need anything else.
If we have any ice cream...
Smudging with sage is closed practice.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Can you
indigenous
it, and then I will certainly come get you some ice
cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot give you an exact number of minutes. Somewhere around 20. Nope, stay over there. Yeah, I need you to stay out of the camera frame. Thank you.
However,
I will come get your ice cream shortly, Squeaks.
There are ways you can do something similar that is not considered cultural appropriation by their standards. You just can't.
Yep. Sage is not a thing we do anymore because it's disrespectful to the Native Americans. We don't sage.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, I told you I'm doing the mom thing right now. So that was a request for ice cream because that's what my life is right now.
That said, Diviner's sage is a sativa.
Sativa, is that the stuff you put in your coffee instead
of
sugar?
Weed.
That's stevia.
Oh.
Although I love sativa I like different. That was yeah, I like that though. That was quick. We'll pretend that was
Would you
purpose.
Believe that was not necessarily on purpose? I am just completely inept.
No, I prefer to choose really we're just that quick with
it. See if I can find
it. We're gonna edit it that way. I feel terrible.
Edit? You think I'm actually gonna do any work on this? Fuck that. While Moo's gone, let's go ahead and talk about a couple of games that are going to be coming out here this upcoming week. For Xbox everything and PC, a game called Pentiment. For PC, Xbox Series X and PS5, Goat Simulator 3, which comes out November 17th. Pentiment comes out November 15th. Wobble Dogs Console Edition for Switch. I'll go ahead and tell that to Moo as soon as she gets her headphones on again. That's right, November 17th, Wobble Dogs Console Edition for Switch.
Wait, what? November 17th?
Mm-hmm.
November 17th, Wobble Dogs is coming out for Switch. You don't understand. Titmouse loves this game. This game
that's why I
is a fucking monstrosity. Like,
It's I've seen people play it and it's like, this is actually kind of fucked up.
It's super fucked up. It's super duper fucked up.
November 18th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. The newest entry in the Dark Pictures anthology, The Devil in Me. These are from the people that brought you those kind of like scripted horror games, you know what I mean? Stuff like Dead by Dawn, or no, Until Dawn, it was called. And of course, the other Dark Pictures anthology games like Man of Medan, Little Rock, but stuff like that. Are these all pictures of you, Moo?
Yeah.
And, of course, probably the most anticipated game coming out this upcoming week on November 18th, Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet for the Nintendo Switch, which some of us in the Nerdgasm cast will be playing. You look so much like your daughters, or rather the vice versa.
Right? In these? Yeah, you can see it. Holy That's cow. Where you're like, that looks like that. Yeah. This one, I think, looks more like the younger one. That looks more like Squish. This one looks more like Squeaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what's coming out this upcoming week. Let's go ahead and hit up the Geeky Weeky too, as long as we're storming on through. Starting with Sunday, November 13th, I believe I told you that your sneaky peeky at the Geeky Weeky was that it's World Kindness Day. It's also International Tongue Twister Day, National Hug a Musician Day, Sadie Hawkins Day, so girls, feel free to ask
Sadie
out the boys
Hawkins
for
dance
once.
In my khaki pants, nothing better.
Symphonic Metal Day. Those probably aren't two words that you'd think would go together, but I'm sure it's fantastic. It's also International Fraud Awareness Week. For instance, somebody purchasing Jenna Jameson on the
company credit card,
bill.
Yeah.
National Split Pea Soup Week begins. That's right, a whole week dedicated to split pea soup. And Nurse Practitioner Week.
Go fucking go, Nurse Practitioner. Listen, hang on. Nope, I'm about to sidetrack this. I don't know who decided that nurse practitioners don't make as much money as doctors, but it's horseshit because every nurse practitioner I've ever had has been leaps and bounds so much better than any doctor I've ever seen, ever. Holy shit. It's insane the difference that it makes. Like, doctors suck, just kind of in general, but like, every nurse practitioner I've ever had has been amazing. Go you. You deserve more money. Fuck doctors.
Monday, November 14th, Anti-Bullying Week begins, International Girls Day, National American Teddy Bear Day, National Family PJ Day, National Marie Day, as in the name, National Pickle Day, National Seatbelt Day, National Spiky Spicy guacamole.
That makes more sense than spiky guacamole. Spiky guacamole is a little bit concerning.
Yeah, a little bit. World Diabetes Day and National Young Readers Work. Young Readers Week begins.
Words are hard.
They
spiky,
are.
Spiky guacamole. I love that band.
Laser trophy, we are spiky guacamole! Tuesday, November 15th. I love to write day. National Bunt Day. So go ahead and make yourself a delicious bunt cake. National Camp T-shirt Day. And I have a shirt that I can wear from Camp Unisonis.
That was a cute shirt. I liked that shirt.
I like that shirt too. National Clean Out Your Fridge Day. National Drummer Day, so happy day to you, Mo Guns. National Philanthropy Day, National Raisin Bran Cereal Day, National Recycling Day, National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. Never heard of those?
Not a spiky hermit cookie.
Spicy hermit cookie. And, of course, Steve Irwin Day.
Aww, Steve Irwin Day.
Wednesday, November 16th, Clarinet Day, GIS Day, which stands for graphic something, I'm assuming. Scientific program for capturing and analyzing. Come on, what's the
hermit
anagram
cookies
for?
Are wonderfully old fashioned cookies, spiced just right and packed with dried fruit and nuts.
Geographic information systems, excuse me, not graphic. So geographic information systems, which can basically help predict floods and other issues just due to the environment changing over time. So that's pretty cool. Have a party with your bear day, as in your teddy bear.
Are you sure that's what they mean, Merlin? Are you sure that's kind of the kind of bear they'd like you to have a party with?
Well, since it's tagged as children, I'm going to say yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. We'll let that one slide.
National Andy Day, as in the name. National Button Day. National Charles Day. National Fast Food Day, Charles as in the name, yes. National Indiana Day. World COPD Day. And National Farm City Week begins. Thursday, November 17th, International Students Day, National Baklava Day, National Hiking Day, National Homemade Bread Day, National Jaden and Ruben Day, as in the names.
As opposed to what the fuck else?
A Ruben sandwich.
I guess Ruben sandwich, but a Jaden is not a sandwich.
Yeah, but they were both named days, so I put them together.
Okay.
National Unfriend Day, Use Less Stuff Day, World Philosophy Day, or is it?
Philosophized.
And it's also Zinfandel Day. Friday, November 18th, Apple Cider Day, and yes, I am making a batch very soon. I just got in my replacement bottle, so I need to get those nice and clean, and then I can start making a batch. Housing Day.
Sorry, I was just showing that off.
Very well done.
Yeah,
Floof?
No, Floof is not the artist.
Am I getting Floof and the elder one mixed up?
Yes, so Floof is the younger one. The elder one we never really gave a nickname to. They don't, but this is their partner, who my brain just wants to call him Shark Boy, because then it made me think of Shark Boy and Lava Girl, but it'd be like Shark Boy and Lava Envy. But that's, either way, he drew this for me for my birthday.
Oh, very
and
cool.
I just found it on my desk again. And it goes with Coffee Squirrel. Is that what they go by?
Coffee.
They don't drink coffee. They used to. So, okay, Coffee Squirrel. But they made me this for Christmas last year.
Oh,
it's a little strawberry cow. And so then he drew me this for my birthday. So, sorry, I did not mean to hijack that. I just got excited. There's
That's
just
fine.
A bunch of crap sitting on my desk right now. And I have a lot of nervous energy.
They could open up an Etsy shop with that talent, honestly.
They're both. Oh, my God. They're both amazing. You don't even understand. Hang on. Nope. You finish this while I go find the other thing. Give me a second.
November 18th is also Married to a Scorpio Support Day. Apparently it's awful to be married to a Scorpio. That's kind of hurtful. Luckily, I'm not a Scorpio. It's also, here we go, Disney owns everything. Mickey Mouse Day, Mickey Mouse's birthday, Minnie Mouse's birthday, National Princess Day. And yeah, those are all pretty much Disney related. National Vichyssoise Day, Occult Day. Fantastic. And World Vasectomy Day.
So they actually, they don't have an Etsy shop. They do have a, what do you call it? They take commissions because they draw like people's fursonas and stuff. They're very good. But they did this for my kiddo for their birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So it's happy birthday, little shark, but it's the goose. And then we have the goose on the back. Yeah. And then, hang on, let me find a way to show you this without showing you names. But he drew the sharks. And they did the goose and the outside. So they're very talented. It's crazy. Both of them. Like, it's not fair. I wish I could show you the thing.
if they're looking for commissions, I recently joined Starfleet International because of benefits for education and all that jazz, and I met a bunch of crew members, and a ton of, especially the ones down in like the Washington area, a ton of them are furries.
Oh, everybody's a furry, honestly. In some way, shape, or form. It's just that there are certain percentages of furry that aren't really that furry. Like, there was a scale at one point in time where it's just like, oh, cat ears on a character, but, you know, they still have regular ears. That's like 10% furry, which isn't furry at all.
I've seen that image.
The thing I just sent you in the Nerdgasm chat, Titmouse drew that.
Oh, that's cute.
Right? She's working on one right now that's like the weasel has on a Santa hat, and the cow, there's a cow and a pink cow in the middle. And then the little bird, I think, is going to have a mistletoe in their mouth.
Oh, gee, I wonder who those could represent.
I know, right? So excited. So cute. Everybody's so talented. Dress Blacks draws, too. Who freaking knew? Like, they're all good at it.
Theoretically, anybody can draw. It just takes practice, and it comes easier to some than others.
Yeah, no, they're all amazing at it. Fuck them all.
Saturday, November 19th is Family Volunteer Day, National Have a Bad Day Day, International Journalist Remembrance Day, International Men's Day, International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, National Adoption Day, National Camp Day, National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
That's very oddly specific. Like,
I know, right? National Alina, Carla, Lewis, and Morgan Day. Those are all separate, but I put them all together because, again, name days. National Play Monopoly Day.
Oh, God.
Women Entrepreneurs Day and World Toilet Day. So be nice to your toilet, Moo.
I'm going to throw it out the fucking window here in about 2 seconds.
Your sneaky peeky at next week's Geeky Weeky that starts with Sunday, November 20th. National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Ooh.
Tasty.
I do love some peanut butter fudge. I can just picture Moo in the angry rage noise that she does, as she rips the toilet out.
I can remember years and years and years
That's
ago.
That's a decent approximation of the noise that I make, too.
I went
Dress
on
that too now,
like a family camping trip-ish, but with Afy's family. And I was invited to go along at the time, and it was out towards, like, Amish country. And out there, they have loads of fudge and all the different flavors under the sun.
I have a decent peanut butter fudge recipe. I haven't made it in a while.
I need you to come over and make some more.
Gumdrop nougat?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I also have to return your monitors and...
I mean, you could still use them. I mean, you could run a double monitor setup or whatever.
I have a giant monitor now.
You
it's
could always
huge.
Use a second monitor.
I don't need it.
Flip it on its side. Put Discord on it.
I don't. So much space. There's so many screens. There's so much shit in this house. Oh my god. Like, it's really problematic. Like, when you have more space, like, how much easier it becomes to become a horrible pack rat. Like, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
So do you have space for yourself now, at least?
Mostly.
Well, that's better than before, so
it's
progress.
It's better than it was, yes. It's really kind of at a point where, like, at least now, like, there's an office and there's a bedroom. And even that has made, like, a world of difference in feeling like we're not all on top of each other all the time. I mean, the apartment was one thing. Like, we knew... That's not what I mean.
I don't see the problem.
The apartment we knew was going to be squishy. We knew that was going to be kind of like a tight fit, and we knew it was going to be a lot of having to share all of the space as opposed to most of the space. But, like, literally the conversation...
one restroom between, like, seven people at any given time, up to nine.
Eight,
sorry.
But at any rate, just kind of explaining...
Yeah.
Now... I went downstairs right before this to ask Stressflex. I said, hey, I've been looking at shelves because I have a lot of, like, tchotchkes and stuff that were up on shelves. I had a lot of books that were specific to the office that weren't, like, novels or, you know, biographies or things like that. That were more like my D&D books or my photo albums or, you know, just stuff that goes with the desk. And I said, I don't know if we're going to have space in the office for the... shelves for that stuff, and then shelves for all of the books. And I just got done talking to Titmouse about this too. I said, I had it in my head that, like, we had to put the books in the office because the books were in the bedroom at the old house. And then I realized the books weren't in the bedroom. The office became the bedroom. And so, you know, I think we're all kind of trying to figure out now what lives where.
Like, gotcha.
There are enough closets now, you know, there's closet space like we've never had before. So, like, the blankets, now all of the blankets are in the linen closet in the hallway. Like, the closet to the attic, I guess, is now a linen closet, which is weird, too. Like, the closets in the bedroom, there's two closets in the bedroom, and actually neither of them have clothes in them. One of them is entirely full of Christmas presents, and the other one is toys. And we keep joking that maybe we'll just put a lock back on that door and, you know, find a nice way to, like, display them once we redo the closet. But, you know, the everybody's clothes are actually, there's, like, a pass-through between the office and the bedroom. And so there's, like, this hallway with the bathroom coming off the hallway, and then there's the whole hallway on one side is closets. So, like... All of my clothes are in those closets, and then there's two closets in the office, and that's where Dressflax and Titmouse have their clothes, because in that way, since we all get up at different times, nobody has to rifle through the bedroom to try to find what they need and not wake the other person up.
There you go. So
it's been nice. Like, there's still, I think... privacy is still odd, but I think part of that too is just sort of learning where to go for those moments. And not even like that kind of privacy, like just looking for privacy in general. But the space is here, which is very different. And there's been space to kind of make areas our own, hopefully. Hopefully we will all continue to feel more like that as time goes on. But yeah.
There you go. Sounds like it's a wonderful work in progress.
It is. It is a wonderful work in progress, but fuck, there's a lot of progress happening. And I think there's gonna be a lot of progress that has to happen for quite some time. And eventually we'll settle, but, like, I'll be honest. It was real hard to want to do this podcast this week. Like, last night we tried to do the podcast, and, like, it took probably an hour and 15 minutes to get the router set up. For no reason. Like, it should not have been that difficult. And that was on top of all of the issues happening with the plumbing. On top of the issues happening. Like, it's just a lot of everything compounding. And so we're all trying to find time to get things done. And... I think we want to find time to enjoy the space, but we just, there's so much stuff to do still, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm hoping, dear listeners and gentlemen, we wouldn't mind calling it early because I have two little kids asking me for ice cream.
I was going to say, it's like, well, with everything still being so crazy and us pretty much getting through everything,
because this is a good, clean, wholesome family podcast tonight. Gosh darn it.
We never say fuck, shit, cock, bitch.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. That's right.
Language.
We never talk about our fornications and blowjobs and titty fucks and cream pies and
having sex.
I mean, you can say you. Oh, I forgot about that. Thanks for bringing that one up again. You can say all those things. Oh, my birthday cake was chocolate. That makes me feel uncomfortable now. So it's one of those things where, you know, you can say all those things. They can't hear it because I have headphones on, but I am a perfect angel.
True.
I've never done anything unsavory my entire life.
Never, ever.
Not once.
Not once. Completely 100% say so. So, friends, thank you again, as always, for listening or watching or, you know, maybe a combination of both. To the Nerdgasm podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty, although the naughty was a little bit light this week. So until next time, please remember to be excellent. First, we got to talk about where you can go ahead and find us all, because you can find us all in a couple of different areas on the internet. But the best place to find us all, and then kind of
is that lavender? That doesn't smell like lavender.
It says
Mediterranean. It smells like Kool-Aid. I'm so
sorry. As our link tree at linktr.ee/nerdgasm spelled.
And 3RDGA5M.
So now, friends, until next time, please remember to be excellent to each other.
Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves and give yourselves grace. And it's a fun, happy, wholesome kids show. Don't be afraid to be silly.
Yeah, don't.
Now we have to edit it out when you flip it around.
Words of wisdom for us this week, 12?
Put me on the spot, why don't you? I don't prep these things.
I don't either.
Delay coffee consumption until about an hour after your wait for best results with coffee.
Yes. What if I have coffee immediately after waking up and then have more an hour after I woke up?
Then you're an addict.
Because the way I can't remember the science behind this too well, but the
So much coffee today.
It basically what it does is it blocks the chemical in your brain that makes you tired. It doesn't make you awake, it makes you not tired. The best result after that when you wake up in the morning is consume it about an hour after waking up.
There you go. Also remember that those fingers can be used for other things than puppets. Keep it naughty. We will go ahead and talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Bye, friends.
Goodbye.